Welcome back to In Focus News Radio KMAN. Kelsey Bigelow here, joined alongside Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi president and CEO. And Bob, during that break, we had a couple listeners call in, and they were just talking about, it was an older couple, how they've had some friends that who have been vaccinated, but they themselves have not. They were just kind of wondering what that process looks like, how they can get their vaccination.
So the first thing to do is to get registered with Riley County Health Department. So they're using that. Once people register, they're actually using that list. That's how they're connecting with people to get them scheduled. You know, if you're over 65 and you have, you know, any kind of significant health issue, you're actually prioritized. They are moving into the over 65 kind of regardless of health issue, because you can be a very healthy 85-year-old, quite honestly, which is great. But they actually, that is the next folks in the queue. And so you just need to get registered, and that will put your name on the list. And then what they do is actually reach out to people and get them scheduled for a time increment to come to the vaccination clinic out at Seco Park. It all does depend where you live as well. So if you live in Riley County, you need to register with Riley County Health Department. If you live in Pottawatomie County or Clay or Gary, you need to register with those specific health departments, because that's who's got that responsibility for you. And then, you know, I don't have a whole lot of knowledge, quite honestly, about how the pharmacies are going to be doing this. I would assume they're also prioritizing their patients. So it would be that Dillon's or whomever that's getting the small allocations. They're going to have that same sort of process. They're going to have to prioritize, and then you'll get in line.
All right. Great information. So thank you to that caller calling in. Again, just register with the corresponding county that you live in, the health department there. But Bob, I'd like to take a little jump away from COVID. I'd like to take an opportunity to do that. We're in February, the Heart Month, American Heart Month. So talk to me a little bit about your cardiologist and your vascular specialist that you guys have there at Ascension Via Christi.
So we actually, we're pretty blessed. We have five cardiologists in town now, and kind of a range of experience. Three of them are interventionalists, which means they, when they're doing procedures and cath labs, they're gonna be able to put in stents, be able to make other sorts of procedures. We've got another physician who actually does heart caths, just doesn't do interventions, and then a real sharp medical cardiologist, if you will. And this is somebody who's really just really sees medical patients, sees a lot of clinic patients. These are, because a lot of cardiac patients actually don't need a procedure. They just need to be seen and taken care of. So we're, you know, for a community our size, we're pretty blessed. There's two different groups. So people got choice as well, which is, I think that's fabulous. You know, with Heart Health Month, certainly a focus specifically always in February on women's heart health. This, you know, heart attacks, heart disease, still is one of the largest reasons for female fatalities in our country. A lot of women patients don't have a lot of symptoms until it's too late, actually. And so it's just a good reminder for all of us to be very cognizant of that, make sure we're getting our checkups. If you've got that feeling that maybe something's not right, don't not deal with it. This is time to reach out to your personal physician and make an appointment and get seen. See if you actually need to see a cardiologist or not. So always, you know, always recommend people start with primary care. You know, for us, if you're driving by at night, you'll notice the front of our hospital is lit up with red lights this month, just as recognition for the importance of cardiac programs in general, but also for heart health in general for people. You know, I think we have a fabulous cardiac rehab program. This is basically an outpatient program for people who are kind of post some sort of cardiac event. They may have had heart surgery, they may have had a heart attack, they may have things. And it's a monitored exercise. We've got nurses who are, that is their job, to spend time with these outpatient cardiac patients. I'll kind of go back to the, and one, I appreciate being by those for my heart. But this is a great opportunity, good for my heart. But this is a great opportunity to think about reaching out to those who can't get out, who perhaps have been shut in, be it because of COVID or other reasons. And we're making those heart connections too. So we just really encourage people, you know, we've got to reach out to folks who are isolated. We've got to keep in contact with people. This is kind of always a tough time of year anyway, with the cold and the gray, you know, just kind of gets on all of us. So this is a perfect time to give some people a boost up and really be encouraging to them too. Spring is coming. That's why I tell myself, spring is coming. It may be a -7 wind chill outside, but spring is going to come.
I sure hope so. Sooner rather than later, hopefully. And, you know, you talked about, or we're talking about heart health, and obviously one of the major caveats of that is cholesterol levels, and people seem to have issues just keeping those where they should be. Do you have any word on how to go about that?
So, you know, I would encourage everybody to start where I do, and that is talking to my personal physician. So I'm a borderline cholesterol person, have been for years. And so that's just something, I actually am pretty religious about getting a annual checkup. And so, I've been doing this again for 20 years now. And so, my case, talk to my doctor about that, ask questions. And, the responsibility is on me. It's not my physician's issue. So what is Bob eating? Is Bob exercising? What am I doing to try to manage my cholesterol? I try to eat fewer donuts than I used to. I mean, it's just things like that. And there's nothing against donuts, but I'm just, again, we all have to be thinking about what we're doing. But yeah, the first reach out.
Or not COVID related. Else you want to add today, COVID related or not COVID related?
Well, just really encourage people, when the opportunity becomes available, get vaccinated. That is how we heal our community. That is how we reposition our economy. That's how we make sure people can go back to school and go back to work and do all the things they want to do. So it's just so important that we do that. And then truly, we've got to be thinking about our personal health. We've got to be thinking about the health of those around us. And this is a great month.